We thank Luke for placing the story of Christmas so firmly in time and history. Luke tells us that unsuspecting shepherds were given an ecstatic message from God one cold and starry night somewhere in the region of Judea during the reign of Caesar Augustus, when Quirinius did in fact control Syria's foreign relations, and during the time in which he supervised a census, the one to which Luke refers. It was at the time of the birth of Christ and about 15 years before the reign of Tiberius Caesar. So with Christmas, we're not talking fiction or fairy tale or metaphor. No, when we talk about Christmas, we're talking about God breaking into human history in a new and profound way at a definite and precise moment and time. We're talking about real events, real people, and a real, true, enduring message for you and for me. So for a moment this Christmas Eve, let us lay aside sentimentality, whether secular or religious, and let us ask the bottom line question about all of this. What is the message and meaning of Christmas? What is said in the events we celebrate tonight that is so important that it deserves the sort of attention which we're paying to it tonight? Which is so important that it deserves the kind of attention that the world has paid it over the past 2,000 years. What is the core message of Christmas? The core message of Christmas comes through loud and clear through the voice of an angel, doesn't it? It comes through when he says, "Be not afraid. Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news. Good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. For you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The essential message of Christmas, the core statement of the events we celebrate on this evening and throughout the Christmas season, and indeed throughout the Christian year, is this: a Savior has come to us. And how can we possibly understand the magnitude of this message without first understanding the human condition with all of its troubles and complications and brokenness and peril? How can we possibly understand what it means to have a Savior, to need a Savior, unless we first understand that we do in fact need Him? How can we possibly relate to Christmas and rejoice in it as we should unless we first acknowledge that we need it, that we need to be saved? The word Savior refers to someone who will rescue or deliver another from peril. A Savior rescues you from drowning. A Savior delivers you from death or from the experience of death. And in order to understand that you need a Savior, you must first acknowledge that your life is perpetually on thin ice, that danger is confronting you at every turn, and that in one way or another and to one degree or another, sometimes more than other times in our lives, we live a life of brokenness, need, and separation. One of my favorite hymns sings of the bleak midwinter into which Jesus Christ was born. I sing that hymn and I recognize that its words are not merely about the weather conditions in Palestine on the night when Christ was born. It's not a sort of Middle Eastern weather report. but that the bleak midwinter is a reference to my life and to yours. Lives which include for all of us great joy, but lives which also include deep troughs of disappointment, rejection, sickness, and anxiety. The bleak midwinter into which a Savior has come represents for you and for me the moments of life when we most need a Savior, the times when we need something or someone to enter into and change the context of our lives. Isaiah called it walking in darkness, didn't he? Theologians down through the centuries have described it as being held hostage to forces of sin, law, judgment, and transitoriness, which is an old term meaning that we live among things that are passing away and that we all must one day die. Christmas comes to us, therefore, as God's response to the darkness in which we walk, as His answer to the bleak midwinter of our lives. Christmas comes to us literally from heaven, on angel wings, as the answer to the chains we have made for ourselves over the course of our lives. That is why the good news and great joy of Christmas is to be greeted eagerly, eagerly and with relief and with gratitude. Have you known moments in your life when you felt that you were walking in darkness, or when you seemed to be living in a perpetual season of bleak midwinter? Have you longed for even a small fire beside which to warm yourself, or for even a tiny candle to shed some light on your path? Have you known times when you've come to understand that at the end of the day, in the final analysis, life is too much for you to handle on your own, and that you need assistance from outside yourself, help from a source beyond your own experience? Times when you ask the profound question, is there a God who loves me? Is there a God who cares about me? Is there a God who will save me and those whom I love? On this Christmas Eve, I proclaim to you that God has come, Jesus in the manger, to save you. I assure you that God does love you and that God does care. And one more thing. The angel tells us that this message of good news and great joy is intended for all people. For all people. It is yours, no matter how down and out, wretched, poor, and miserable you may be. It is a message directed to you, no matter how successful, tall, thin, rich, and good-looking you may be. The message is for all people. No matter what the circumstances of our lives may be, each of us will walk in darkness at some point. Each of us will feel the chill of a bleak midwinter sometime. But all of us can know the presence, the love, the care of a Savior. And because we can know Him, we will know the light, the life, the joy, and the warmth of His presence with us. It is rooted, after all, in a promise made to us by angels long ago, on a Judean hillside. And it is a promise which has never been broken. It is God's assurance to us of a Savior, of His commitment to us that He does love us and He does care for us. On this evening, I wish for each of you and for those whom you love a joyous Christmas. And as you are assured of the true and eternal meaning of this holy night, may your lives be filled with joy throughout all your days. Amen.